Welcome to everyone on today's Atlas II Fair of Opportunities Crossrailer Working Group call on Wednesday the 26th of February at 1700 UTC. On today's call we have Tijani Benjema, Darlene Thompson, Maureen Hilliard, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Wolf Ludwig, Dev Anand Tiluksing, and chairing today's call, Eduardo Diaz. Apologies noted from Glenn McKnight. From staff we have Ariel Young, Carlos Reyes, and myself, Gisela Gruber. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Eduardo.
Thank you. This is Eduardo for the record. Thank you, everyone, for being for taking the time and participating in this call. We have the agenda online, and I want to know if anybody wants to add to the agenda. This is the moment. Okay. So let's do some recapitulation. I mean, item three in the agenda. Let's do some recapitulation. I went through the last couple of meetings and checked what was discussed in those meetings. And basically, this is like a summary. And what I want to do is I want to go through all these items and see if any of you have a comment about them. So item A, 3A, its event title is called, it was decided and reached by consensus, it's going to be Atlas II Fair of Opportunities, and I was told that fair is with a Y, not an I. So I think Carlos helped me in changing all that in the wiki. Any comments on that? Okay, the next item is item 3B. And the purpose of the Atlas event, is for basically social networking, and that means networking among these ALSs and between ALSs and the rest of the community. Any comments on that purpose? Okay, so the next item is 3C, which is the main goals, and I captured this from some of the conversation, and basically what I was able to get from that is from the main goal is to educate the wider public on what we do and learn from each other. Jan, you have the floor, please.
Thank you, Eduardo. I think that it will be better to change educate by inform.
Instead of saying educate, we change that to inform the wider public on what we do. Is that what you're...
Yes. We are not educating the wider public. We are informing on what we do.
Okay. We'll make that change then.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Do you still want to say... You still have your hand up, Diane. Do you want to say something else?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
So, we can... Yes. Okay. So, if we move forward, we have 3D as in David, room. According to what we mentioned before, we are expecting a maximum of 300 people, so the room has to hold that amount of people at the minimum. And there was a conversation about having 5 tables where Ralos can showcase the region, and there was some conversation also to have a small projector in each table with a screen in the back so they can have some kind of presentation or slideshow, what have you, within these tables. Now, there's an action item, and I'm moving forward here, but there's an action item to Haiti, I believe it was, that says it needs to change about 5 tables. I'm jumping up on my agenda, but Haiti, can you update us on that item? I mean, is Haiti in the call? I don't see her. Do anyone from staff?
No.
anything about this.
Eduardo, this is Carlos Reyes. Heidi's not on the call, and I don't, I haven't heard anything, but I'll follow up with her.
Okay, thank you, Carlos. This is
Eduardo, sorry, Gisela here. Eduardo.
Okay, Gisela, please.
Sorry to interrupt. Heidi is dialing in now, so she will be with us in a few seconds.
Sorry, I'm being late. I'm on.
Oh, Heidi, how are you?
Yes, welcome. Hi. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Eduardo again. We were talking about the room for the event, and there was some conversation in the last meeting about having a 5 tables, one for each RALO, where they can showcase the region. And there was also a mention of using a small projector with a small screen or a screen in the back that they can use to show, to present something or have a slideshow. And there was an action item open in the last meeting about this, and you were leading it. So, you know...
Okay. Well, good timing, actually. Again, Nancy just wrote me overnight asking just to confirm that we do definitely want to stay in the Hilton Metropole. And then I, again, wrote back to her just to say, you know, she is aware of the needs of that. You know, you do want the table to the side. You want an open center space. And I think the projector we can handle. But I still have not heard back from her about that.
I'm sorry, I missed the, this is Eduardo, I missed the name. Will you talk to
Nancy Luthiana. She's with the senior director for meeting staff. So she's the one who's doing all of the formatting for all of the rooms. So what I wonder if what might be useful is, Eduardo, could you just do a quick, either an explanation or even a drawing that you could send us of what you would like to have this fair format look like?
Okay. I'm taking that as an action item to put together some kind of graphical representation of how, you know, what we like to see in this room, right?
Exactly. And then, again, I'm not saying that you're going to get all of that, but again, if we have something that we can go by, then hopefully, you'll get as close to that as possible.
Okay.
If they cannot change the room, so it would be the ALAC room in that U shape. It's going to be a very large U shape. Could you, as a fallback, have the U shape form be the table for the fair and the events take place within the U shape and on the other sides of the U shape? Would that be a possibility?
I'm not sure. I cannot answer that now. But I have a question to. With this, in that room, can we fit 300 people?
I think the maximum, I have to ask her about standing. I only know about the seating arrangements right now, but let me ask her that right now and see if we can get an answer back by the end of this call.
Oh, okay, please. Bijan, you have your hand up, please. You have the floor.
Yes, Eduardo, thank you very much. Tijan is speaking. Two things. First, what we asked last time was for screens, video screens, not screens and projectors. And because screens and projectors would be very, difficult to install and to remove after that. But video screen is very, very easy to put and very easy to remove. And more than that, we hope that each region will have its own video loop that can run on this on each screen, if you want, because showcasing papers is not now is I think that it is better to have visual, better it is more expressive, people understand more. And people don't read, unfortunately. So it's better to have the screens and have also the tables, because we can show other things than papers to read. The tables must be very thin, because we need space. This is one issue. My second issue is that we cannot give any drawing or any graphic if we don't know if we will be in a closed room or in a foyer, for example. For me, the a la room with the U-shaped table wouldn't be adequate for our work, for this event. It will not be able to accommodate as much people as we have. Second, the U tables will prevent people to circulate inside the room. And so it will change, if you want, more or less the nature of the event. So I think that I don't know. I spoke with Nancy, and she told me there is not a foyer there. There is not a foyer available, if you want. But we need to have perhaps a larger room without tables inside. People are standing up. Only five tables and the corners, so that people can circulate and can take a drink, and can take food, etc. So this is my point of view regarding the room. Thank you.
Thank you, Finjani, for your comments. I suggest, I agree with you. I don't think a room with a U tables will allow people to circulate. I also have a note in the chat from Olivier that says that the lock room might be too small. So I suggest and I recommend that we do the following. We're going to send a some kind of diagram of what we like to see, send it to staff, and then see what the people from the meeting staff tell us that they can do for us, and we will take it from there.
Okay. Sorry.
Tijana, you have the your hand up. You want to talk again? Okay.
I am so sorry.
Okay. Who wanted to talk? Heidi.
Yes. Thank you, Eduardo. Again, Nancy asked us just to confirm that we did not want the Hilton Metropole space. Now, that is a larger space, but it is 5 to 10 minutes walk away. So just to confirm that is completely out, correct?
I don't have an idea of what these other rooms look like, so.
But again, I mean, would you see taking 300 people down 5 to 10 minutes away from the main venue for the showcase for the fair?
Okay, I understand what you're saying. Well, I don't think that will be. Practical enough, I'm going to allow Olivier to talk about now, but I remember the conversation from last time that, you know, if it's raining, nobody's going to go to the other meeting. That's what one of the things to the other venue or rooms in the other hotels. That was one example of what might happen that night. But Olivier, you have the floor, please, if you want to add to this. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Eduardo. It's Olivier Capanablon speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Far, we can hear you.
Oh, well, that's because I'm in London now. I was on normal telephone system with the same handset, but being in London now, it's a terrible network, what can I say? I'll try and speak a little louder. So the capacities, I've put on the chat the room capacities. In there, and you can see on there that the ALAC room is the Windsor suite, which is completely at the bottom. And then if you click on the floor plan, then you can see how the Windsor suite goes. It's not very large. There's a small reception area, and then you've got the Windsor suite, which is composed of two rooms with a removable partition, which will be removed, which is York room and Lancaster room. Now, speaking about the other thing, I think Heidi mentioned the London Metropole. No, we are actually in the London Metropole. I think she meant the London Paddington.
Paddington, sorry, correct.
The Hilton Paddington, which is in Paddington Station, which is, I would say, a few hundred meters away, maybe 800 meters or 500 meters away. The concern I have with regards to doing this off-site is that if there are other things taking place in this same evening, being off-site is effectively not going to bring the crowds in. It's not going to be as one attendant as if we do it in-house, if you want. But then the other concern we have is doing it in the airlock room, I think, is probably impossible. Looking at the room capacity and looking at the fact Windsor Street is looking at the complete suite, roof 8200, CSR 250, classroom 120, lunch, dinner 250, dinner dance 140, U-shaped ballroom. We'd probably have to take the desks of the U-shape away. And then we'd be with, we could probably fit 250 people in there, maybe a bit more, because everyone would be standing. But sitting down, I don't think we could get more than a couple hundred. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. And the other question that brings, I mean, I haven't been to the Metropole Hotel, but, you know, the place where everybody gathers for the welcome ceremony, is that an open space that where they put chairs in it? And, you know, is it possible they remove these chairs for this event and then we go all in there? I don't know. That's a question I might have. Because I have seen that being done somewhere else. I mean, they use this huge space and they rearrange it for an event and then they come back and put it back the way it was. Olivier, please, you have the floor again.
Thank you very much, Eduardo, Olivia speaking. So I didn't quite understand your question here. You meant the room where the opening ceremony takes place?
Yes.
Now, I have a feeling that that's already used at that time. It's already allocated. It's still being allocated. The room that they are speaking about, looking back up, is going to be, I think it's the Palace Suite and the King's Suite are the two largest rooms. You'll notice, the Monarch Suite and the King's Suite are the two largest rooms. What basically plays is that during the Atlas work plenaries that we're going to do, we're going to have a section of that, I can't remember which one of the two, whether the Monarch Suite or the King Suite. We'll have a section that will be large enough to accommodate everyone. But afterwards, come Monday, of course, that room is going to be completely used up then for the plenaries, etc. And I think that the section will be used by someone else. It will not be possible for us to make use of it. But that could just be a matter of time. Maybe we can try a little later. We delay our own ceremony a little bit later, our celebrations, and maybe they might be able to do something about it. However, there is also another problem, and that's when I spoke to the hotel staff when I visited, and they said they were themselves unwilling to start moving chairs around, which I found very helpful indeed. No sarcasm, please, on the transcript. Thank you.
Thank you. Tijani, please. You have the floor.
Thank you, Eduardo. Olivier and Eduardo, what about if they give us the choice between going off-site or taking the a la croom with the U-shaped tables? I don't think that our a la croom with the U-shaped tables is adequate for our event, and it will not be successful at all. So is it better to stay in the a la croom than to go off-site? This is my question. Thank you.
Thank you, Gianni. Well, you know, I look at the capacity. You have a U-shape, and there you can fit there only 55 people. I mean, according to the capacities
yeah.
Olivier. I don't think we'll be there.
Edward, yep. The 55 people are sitting around the table, but we will be standing up. It is different.
Okay, I'm using, yeah, the U shape. I don't think having a room with a U shape will be conducive to a networking event. It doesn't, the people will not flow.
Exactly.
You know, once, so I agree with you. That's, so let's do something. I'm going to talk to Glenn, and we're going to put a picture of what we like to have, and then we will take it from there. And we'll discuss it with everyone, and then we'll take it from there. Because, you know, until we don't tell the meeting staff what we really want, how we want to set it up, maybe they can find another way of doing it. I don't know. Heidi, I mean, Olivia, you have
Olivia first?
Whoever this is. Olivia was first.
Thank you very much,
Olivia.
It's Olivia speaking. I noted in the chat that Heidi mentioned the Westminster Suite, which is, the Westminster Suite Park Suite Clarence Room. So effectively, there is another suite that is possible to follow, and that's the one which is commonly known as the Palace Suite. The only problem with it is that it's used by the GAC. You see all of the different rooms linked to that page which I've quoted there. The Palace Suite is physically in the third basement. We are in the second basement. The ALAC room is in the second basement. The ALAC room is basically above the Palace Suite, but only a subsection as far as the size is concerned. But that room will be entirely used by the GAC, the Palace Suite. So if the GAC is not meeting in the late afternoon, then maybe that could be used. But I don't know, maybe that's used by someone else as well. That would really need to be found out by the meeting team. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. Heidi, please, on the floor.
Yes, thank you, Eduardo. I do note that in this this document that shows the various capacities for the rooms, it does say that the Windsor Suite, the complete one, is 55, but we've heard from meeting staff that they are going to be fitting about 160 into that with the U-shape and some extra chairs. So I think that we shouldn't take this document as the complete truth, if you can say it like that. So I think maybe if we could just wait for Nancy to come back to us with her thoughts on whether the tables could be moved aside in the Windsor Suite, and then we'll go from there. But, yeah, I think also, Eduardo, if you could draw a diagram, that would be really useful.
Yeah, I agree with you, Heidi. This is Eduardo. So, Olivia, do you want to you have your hand up again? Olivia?
Thank you, Eduardo. It's Olivia speaking. So the second thing I wanted to say is that this week, starting from Sunday, is going to be the Internet Engineering Task Force meeting, the IETF, and I'm going to attend that. And I will go into those rooms. I've already taken some pictures of the other rooms, but I have not taken any pictures of the actual Windsor Suite itself because that was being used. But on this occasion, I will go into that room and I'll take a few pictures and we'll get a better idea of how many people can be fitted in there. Thank you.
This is Eduardo again. Olivier, thank you very much. And yes, that instead of taking a picture, take a little video of the place so we can have a feeling of how big it is. Thank you. I think we should...
I get killed, somebody is speaking, if I get killed, I'm not quite sure, I don't know, the people in IETF, some people are very worried about people taking videos. If I get killed, then it will be of your fault. sorry.
Okay. Let's move forward and we'll fix the room one way or another before we get in the next few weeks, I guess. We'll try. So the next one next item is 3E, which has to do with the ceremony. And the 20 minutes max, that's something that I just came up with. I mean, that's what's not discussed last time, except we wanted to make it short. So I said, you know, they have a welcome message for 5 minutes, and then we have a keynote speaker for 15 minutes to talk about whatever. And I remember in the last call, that we wanted to get Tim Berners, I guess his name. That's one of the main speakers. And I believe Heidi was going to talk to Sally to see if they can get in contact with him, to see first if he's available, and second, if he is going to charge, if he decides to come, if he's going to have it, if we need to pay a fee for his appearance. Is this correct? Any comments about this? Okay, so my question to Heidi. Heidi, have you been pursuing that with Sally, or can you do that?
I can do that. This is Heidi. Yes, I can do that.
Okay, so let's see if in the next 2 weeks we can get an answer from him or Sally or the PR people about, you know, if this is a feasible keynote speaker. I think having somebody like him in here in this event will attract lots of people, and that's my feeling. Any other comments about ceremonies? Okay, item 3F has to do with the food, and basically what it's what's mentioned is we would like to see a diverse food, you know, in the event. I don't know if this is possible or how is this arranged. Do anyone, Heidi, do you have any ideas about this? Any comments that you can give us? I mean, is this something that is possible?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I didn't quite get
Okay, I'm talking about food. If we want to have food in the, during the event, instead of, you know, we would like to see food from all the regions. I don't know if that's possible, or many of the regions are there.
Okay, okay, I understand. No, that's a very good point. No, we have not followed up with that yet. We can do that. We've been actually working on the dinner and it's lunch on Sunday, so yes, we can follow up on that. So you'd like to have food from around the world as hors d'oeuvres, as canapés, et cetera?
Yeah, yeah. That was, that, you know, just to give it a feeling that you know, for people to taste all the flavors. That would be great.
Okay. I will. Okay. Well, actually, I'll have Gisela follow up with our catering staff on that.
Okay. So if you can get something back to us in the next 2 weeks for the next meeting, that will we will really appreciate it. So we know more or less if it is possible or not. So the third item, 3G music. We mentioned that it should be music in the background. And this were ideas by Tijani, which I think they were very good ideas. So having a compilation of music from all the regions, I have it in the background, you know, going on an infinite loop, if I may say that. And also, if we can synchronize that with some kind of slideshow from all the from different parts of different regions, that would be nice to do too. Any comments? So the other items that I put in as part of this list is with memorabilia. We want to give this is just for people to think about. Are we going to give something away for the people that come as a gift? That's a question. If I'm budget-wise, which is number 3I, I believe I heard that there were $30,000 that ICANN was going to put for this, Heidi. Is that right, or did I hear it wrong?
I'm sorry, for how much? For what?
For $30,000.
For the music?
No, for the event, for the whole event.
No. This is basically what we've heard recently is that there's 20,000 overall in the Atlas II budget for catering. And then that includes a dinner, a lunch, and this. So by no means is there 30,000 just for the showcase. But there might be if the sponsorship that Olivier has followed up with, if that pans out, then yeah, that will be, there should be a good amount of money for that.
Okay.
I'm sorry, this is Eduardo. I'm sorry I'm misinterpreting that. Olivia, can you, can you tell us something about the sponsorship for this event? If there is any, what are your thoughts? You have the floor.
Thank you very much, Eduardo. Speaking. So at the moment, no feedback from the sponsors, apart from just a note saying thank you, and they're really eager to do something, but they haven't come back with anything concrete yet. I have spoken to someone from Google who said, yes, please follow up. You know, we're very eager to be involved in this. And even when I mentioned the number, they weren't positively shocked or anything like that, bearing in mind that apparently some salaries in Silicon Valley these days are more than, is it 20 million per year or something? So we're asking for much less than that. We'll just have to wait for the time being. I'm going to follow up with them, actually, probably either tonight or tomorrow morning. I'll follow up with everyone, and hopefully I might also see some people next week at the IETF. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. So, you know, going back to the budget, I think independently, if we get the money or not, we should, you know, this group should come up with some kind of budget for how much is this going to cost, which is not something that we're going to do now, but we have to do that in order to see if we have the money or what, how much money we're going to need, and then we can, you know, work with whatever we get finally. So the next item is the action items, which basically this was one major action item. That's the business with the five tables, and we already discussed that. And the other one, it says just to keep brainstorming about the speaker, but I think we are looking for one speaker right now, and we're going to get some kind of feedback from that once Heidi talks to Sally. So the next item is, I mean, we're done. And do anybody has anything to add or comments? If not, I suggest that we have our next meeting in 2 weeks, same time, same day. And if there is nothing else, we can adjourn this meeting. So, Gianni.
Edward.
Yes, please, Gianni. Gianni, please.
The next meeting, 6/12/14, I don't understand what is this date.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. 2 weeks from now. Yeah, I got. You're right. Sorry. So
it should be 6/3, I think.
it should be the 12th of March, if I'm correct.
6th of March. Of the 12th of March. 12, yes.
12. Right. 12. So instead of it should be 12/03/14. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's where it should have been. Thank you for catching that up. Olivia, please.
Thank you very much, Eduardo. Olivia speaking. I was just going to suggest that we have a link over to those room capacities, perhaps, which also show a map of the rooms that we put somewhere on our website. So, you know, we can all have easy access to it. And in the next call, we'll be able to discuss things more. So when the meeting team comes back to us and says, well, we're able to allocate the X, Y, Z, and we immediately have that information at hand. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your suggestion. Tigani, please, you have the floor.
Yes. Thank you. thank you, Eduardo, and Tigani speaking. I am following on what Olivier just said. It would be better to have the plan of all, or the drawing of all the rooms, and also to have the allocation of the rooms. That is now done, so that we can see. For example, if we have all the rooms, and for example, the breakout sessions will be in room X, Y, Z, and A, for example. We can, with this document and with this information, we can check, double check that it will not be, any problem for this assignation, for this allocation. It is not only for the showcase, it's for the whole summit. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Heidi, please, you have the floor.
Yeah, thank you, Eduardo. Tajani, just on that note, since the meeting that we had with Nancy a few weeks ago, I have not updated the schedule according to what we talked about. And for example, we can't have parallel general assemblies, et cetera. Are you going to do that, or should I do that? So, and then at that point, we can perhaps start allocating the rooms.
Yes,
but we need to find the schedule first.
Yes, if you can make a proposal, Heidi, it is because you have more information than me about the rooms.
Okay. I'll send a draft through, and then we can send that out.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Heidi. Thank you, Tijani. Thank you, everyone. Any other comments before we adjourn? If not... this is the second adjournment of this meeting. So thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
And
bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Eduardo.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.